Hey, love, hey. Welcome to Style Therapy, a Zen Zone conversation space where wardrobe and wellness collide. This episode is brought to you in part by my general irritation for weird shit. So I think we all can agree that people are weird. Not a bad thing at all, just a very real fact. For me, social media has made things even more strange. People can peek into the windows of your life, create a whole narrative with hella assumptions sprinkled in. So before we begin today's conversation, I really wanted to just kind of give some insight as to how this conversation even made its way to the top of my frontal lobe and shit. People can just be very strange. And I think in this age of like trying to connect and like build community and all of that stuff, I just find that folks just do weird ass shit for no reason. And I'm a keep it 100 kind of girl. Keep it real or keep it moving. Like, that's my motto. That's my mantra. All that shit. Like, I'm a goof troop. Like, I like to have fun. Like, I don't know if you're fucking making a joke about me. I'm not going to get that shit because generally I'm vibing so high that I'm not catching the shade. I'm not resting under the fucking trees of bullshit. Like, I'm just not doing that. That's just not my religion. It's not something that I intend to do. And I don't even like to like talk shit like that just as my general like being. I am sharp with the comments. Sometimes I see some shit and I'm just like, you know what? Let me just leave my comments to myself because that's not nice at all. But that's what I call being responsible with my energy and my words. I think that just today's age with social media and all of the things and folks being disconnected and trying to find ways to come and connect, but still having these very real things internally as individuals, it's like, it's just weird. It's like, weird. And it could be my empath energy kind of picking up all of the things and just whatever insecurities and fronts and so forth that people are kind of putting on. But I just, honey, baby, child, I don't have the time for it. And this is a lot of the times why I stay my ass in the house, because sometimes there's moments where people ask me questions and I'm just like, I don't even know. Why do you think it's appropriate to ask that? How do we get here? And then I'm like, I'm thinking, because I have a response, and then I'm just like, this is an asshole response, because this is an asshole question. Like, I don't know how to bridge this gap here, so I'm just not going to engage. So I'm not even going to say that that's a Virgo thing, because my friends are quick to charge me. I'm not going to throw it in that bucket just yet. I just feel like there's just some things that for me, as I roam about the plane and people, I feel shit that I'm just like, this is so unnecessary. Like, why is this feel like the shallow end of the pool, you know? All right, y'all. So while I'm not wearing any specific stones today, of course, I have on my Eye of Peace necklace, and I will get into that another day. Today, I want to talk about aromatherapy. I really love it. I'm currently burning a candle right now that smells like a Christmas tree. I love the smell of Christmas trees. It takes me back to a fond place when I was younger. The holidays were always like the lightest time of the year for my family. I felt like my parents weren't so consumed with the survival thing of it all. They were really tuned into like, let's get the family together, let's cook, let's have some joy. So I love the smell of the pine Christmas tree candle. So it's about to become my new practice and ritual to every year after Christmas go out to all the stores and buy up the clearance Christmas tree smelling candles, because I want to keep this vibe going throughout the year. And I really believe in the importance of like, if it brings you good thoughts, if it brings you good vibes and feelings, get more of it. Summon more of that into your space. We could use more of it. Visibility is such a double-edged sword. My brain was like going and thinking and working over in overdrive, like for the past couple of days, as I go out to the world and I process things and I feel things and I'm sitting with these thoughts. I'm like, let me just go ahead and share with y'all. The fame and celebrity world really turns me off, only in the sense of people seemingly having an opinion on all of the things the celebrities do when they're just human beings, just like us. Like, somehow patronizing someone is a free pass to disregard the boundaries of their human experience. I really understand why Beyoncé doesn't do interviews. I totally respect the rollout of her projects as well. Sis creates a buzz with one track, before the release of a full-fledged project, then later down the line, a whole-ass world tour. Fucking genius. Like, genius. It's giving take this art and get the fuck on, because I really just want to live my life and y'all are weird as hell. That's epic. That's something that I intend to employ more often, because I don't have it. I just want to create dope shit and release it to the world. And while questions and people's interpretations may come up, it's not my responsibility to kind of like go there with them. Like, I interpret it for how I interpret it and I share it with the world. And my hope is that folks receive my art as positively as they can and apply it to their lives so that it, you know, just allows them to like show up better in whatever way that looks like for you. Also, like, focused on this topic that I didn't even share with y'all what I'm wearing today. So today I look like a little boy. I had on a Protect Our Queen sweatshirt. It's like a wheat color with some beautiful flowers on the back and some puff paint. I have on some burgundy joggers that I got from Walmart. They fit really good. They feel really comfy and soft. And I don't have any socks on. And I have on my Apple Watch. And that's about it. I'm chilling. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling comfortable. It's a rainy day outside, so this is perfect for me. I don't intend to go outside and people today. Obviously not, because of this episode. Consume consciously, create consistently, and take care of you unapologetically. The Healing Hardware Collection is a uniquely designed series of treasures for your temple. You are the sanctuary. Each of our pieces tell a story, so just consider them stepping stones in your journey of healing and self-care. Visit www.newvintagebysam.com to check out the Healing Hardware Collection. So this, I'm not angry, y'all. I just wanted to stress that. I'm not. I'm just like, this is my processing voice. This is my, what the hell is going on? I don't understand it. I can't make sense of it, because I consider myself a person who like minds her business often, frequently, and not even like sticking my head in the sand, but I don't want to tell anybody how to live their life, how to do the things. Judging folks for what they do with their own lives is not my bag. I look at people and how they move and show up for their own lives like, huh, like I'm a vicarious learner. Sometimes I don't have to like put my hand near the fire to see that it's hot. I've checked over to the right and to the left, and I see these motherfuckers putting their heads and hands and all into the fire and flames. And I'm like, no, I don't. It looks pretty hot over there. I don't need to do that. But this space is something weird for me as I'm navigating new visibility and new heights of growth in my business and beyond, and me sharing my voice with the world. And even as I see, so I think what's really kind of downloading to my spirit about this whole conversation is, I think the weirdness of people makes folks retreat and just go into a shell and just not feel comfortable being themselves. And while it isn't anybody's responsibility to kind of like create the most ideal atmosphere for you to be who you are, I do feel like if we're all trying to get fucking better and we're all trying to heal ourselves, like, I look in the mirror and be like, am I being a weirdo? Am I like unnecessarily doing the most and nothing at all? Am I just being an asshole for good measure? Am I really like leaving things and people better than they were before I got here? Like, those to me are like super important pillars. And if you are a person who's just like, nah, that's not my bag, that's fine. But just leave people the fuck alone. Like, go in the house, stay over there. Like, just don't go meddling and tampering and agitating the waters of the folks that's like doing the things and just doing what they love and doing it with authenticity and all of those things. It really like grinds my gears. Just the fake internet thugs out here that's behind the computer screen and putting up all these comments and so forth, and like really kind of attacking folks for being fearless and brave for doing some shit that they're probably not even doing. They just have a comment on it. And that's why, to a certain degree, the social media space is something that we cannot rest on and rely on. And I don't know what the hell is going to happen or come of these kids that's just so completely submerged in this environment. There has to be a healthier way to look at this, because I don't know what this is going to do to people in the long-term sense. You know, because there's folks that's like really fearful of other people's thoughts and what they think about them. I mean, I am emerging through to the other side of I don't give a fuck what you say, but I'm recognizing, to me, I think it's about pushing past the boxes as I elevate. Like, at this level, I'm good. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. I don't care. But as I get into new rooms and there's different people, maybe with different influences or who are more visible and so forth, I need to make sure that I stay rooted in that. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. Like, I'm doing this for me and I'm doing this and sharing this voice because it's necessary. I'm doing this because I know somebody is at home in the house listening to this. Like, oh my God, like, I felt the same way. Why the fuck are people so weird sometimes? So I know that I had to continue to do this and work this muscle and get more comfortability with my voice and using it so that, you know, my light will help someone else find their own. Okay, so I wanted to give some examples of weirdness from the people so that you can draw some correlation to what I'm talking about. I'm going to start with just simple things as a human being, regular civilian, just floating around through life. People making comments about hair, body, what you're wearing, and so forth. Unnecessary, unsolicited comments, as if it matters. And it doesn't. There was one person, I was out and about in the community, and I had went to my husband's show. And that's another conversation. We got to put a pin in that, but nonetheless. I'm wearing glasses. I often wear funky glasses because if I gotta see, it's gotta be cute. So sometimes they're big, they're extra, whatever. I'm sitting at the bar and I'm waiting for the bartender to come over to me. There's a group of people that's sitting to the left of me and somebody's like, oh my God, like those glasses are so cool. I'm like, thanks. Thank you very much. They're like really, really cute. This is the second person talking now. Like, can I wear them? Can I try them on? What? Like, what? My whole face. I cannot hide my facial expressions ever. Like, my whole face scrunched up. Like, I could feel the hair raising on the back of my neck. Like, the nerve, the audacity. And this wasn't the first time somebody's asked to do that. That was, like, maybe a couple years ago. And then last year, somebody flat out asked if I can, like, let them wear the glasses or try them on. I politely told her where she could get them from and told her no. But just the nerve, like, why? And especially amidst COVID, like, what? Huh? Weird. Second place in realm of weirdness of the peoples. In business, folks oftentimes in the patronizing space will look to buy something from your business. And thank y'all so very much, you know, for purchasing from local small businesses or whatever. We appreciate that. What can be left behind, however, is maybe the suggestions, unless it is something that we ask for via a survey or just a flat out question. But if you are volunteering some shit that we should be doing in our business, if you are lending an idea for what we should produce or purchase or resell, please kindly take that suggestion and stuff it in your back pocket and leave it for the business that you want to start, because nah. And I think for me as a business owner, if somebody from the outside is asking me or telling me or giving me a suggestion on what I should be doing with my business and I haven't asked for that and they haven't provided any aid toward their suggestion, it's almost like, so you giving me another thing to do? Like, you just going to put another thing on my task list? Just put another brick in my book bag. Why don't you? And I don't like it there. I don't like that shit. So it's really about, like, people having to take the time to be considerate and think forward about what's coming out of their mouths. Before they actually say it. And I don't really feel like folks are tapped into those regions of themselves to understand, like, it ain't about you. Some folks are just doing things because it works for them. And while you may not understand it, you don't have to. As long as you're living life on your own terms and you love the life that you're creating, that's all that fucking matters. Stop being a fucking weirdo.